Welcome back to Ryer on YouTube. Travis Ryer with three predictions for Alabama's road trip to take on the Wisconsin Badgers up at Camp Randall Stadium. Early kickoff Saturday from Madison, so some intriguing things to consider where this week three game is concerned. We'll get into all of that. It is a Friday the 13th, by the way. We don't want to talk about that all that much, especially on the heels of what happened down in South Florida last night. Former Alabama star Tua Tagovailoa going down once again with yet another concussion. And look, I know everyone has a definitive take on what Tua should do next. And you know, obviously, even for a guy, though, who has sustained a significant injury to go along with multiple concussions, when we think back to that hip injury at the end of his Alabama career, it's not that easy. It's not that easy for a high-level competitive athlete person in general to make the kind of decision that Tua has on his plate right now. What I will say is that I hope he has clarity. I hope he has peace of mind. And whether that entails continuing on the current path he's on or perhaps looking at an alternative road, goodness knows he's already paid a heavy, heavy price to do what he loves very, very much. Okay. What we are going to do today is talk about three predictions for Alabama's first road game of the 2024 season, first road game of the Kalen DeBoer era at Alabama. Before we do that, though, we've got a giveaway to clue you in on. How about this? How about a little hat score contest giveaway? And we've got, if you win, we've got the white cap, Talking Tide cap, and then we've also got the crimson cap. So you'll be able to pick if you're the winner. This is a limited edition cap. These will be individually numbered based on how they go out. So, hey, take that into consideration as well. As for the details, subscribe to our channel here. Hit this show with a like with that thumbs up button right there. Drop your score prediction for Alabama, Wisconsin in the comments. And it's important to note this. There is a tiebreaker. And the tiebreaker is passing yards for Jalen Milroe versus Wisconsin on Saturday. And with that, let's get on to three predictions for Bama and the Badgers. Up first, I'm going to go with Wisconsin will not rush for 206 yards in the game. That was the total for USF last week. And that involved the Bulls quarterback, Byron Brown, rushing for a little more than half of those yards. So when you look at Wisconsin quarterback Tyler Van Dyke, he's not the running threat at the position this week that Brown was last Saturday night in Tuscaloosa. We talked about Van Dyke Wednesday. We had the practice watch along here on the channel, some Wednesday thoughts on Wisconsin, Alabama. There will be some RPO. Van Dyke will pull the football on occasion, but more often than not, he's going to do it with the intent of throwing the football. This isn't going to be like Byron Brown for sure from a week ago. Also, the Badgers are transitioning from an ultra productive back in Braylon Allen over the last three seasons to more of his top backup in Chez Malusi. You got Tywee Walker to consider for the Badgers. Also Cade Iacomelli. Now Walker played extensively for Wisconsin in their season opening win over Western Michigan, but he wasn't available last week for South Dakota. So we'll see if he's able to go this week. As for Malusi, he's had a career that spanned both Clemson and Wisconsin. Spent a couple of years at Clemson, transferred to Wisconsin. He's a six-year guy, obviously a veteran of Power 5 football, but he isn't a big yards per carry guy. He's carried 35 times through two games, Malusi has, and he's averaging under 3.9 yards per carry. Now, he does have three of the Badgers' five rushing touchdowns to date. So if you're a member of this Alabama front six or seven, this should be the kind of game you want to play in, because Wisconsin not only has to try to establish some semblance of a run game to give itself a chance in the second half of this matchup, it has to. It can't just try to. It has to. And I'd also look for these backs for Wisconsin to be more involved in the passing game than maybe what we've seen through two games. Kind of feels like week three, Alabama, there's going to be a good bit more in this Wisconsin approach and this plan than what we've seen against the likes of Western Michigan. And also, when you look at South Dakota, I'd also think tight ends may be more involved this week for Wisconsin, even fullback types. But Ultimately, I think this game has the potential to play out in a similar fashion to the one that Alabama had with Luke Fickell when he was the head coach at Cincinnati. That was the 2021 Cotton Bowl when Alabama held Cincinnati to 74 rushing yards in that game. Alabama won a methodical meat grinder, 27-6, as you might recall, in that CFP semifinal. And Alabama defensively did a good enough job against Jerome Ford, the former Alabama running back before transferring to Cincinnati, and was able to force Desmond Ridder into throwing the ball 30-plus times. And in the process, Cincinnati converted just 2 of 15 possession plays for first downs in that game. So Alabama coming off a solid performance on third downs, red zones defensively. You'd like to see some carryover there. Something else to consider through two games this season is that with even all the rotation that we've seen for Alabama in the secondary, Crimson Tide has not given up a touchdown pass through two games. Now, I wouldn't label this Wisconsin passing game as anything resembling dynamic, but I do think in Van Dyke, it has a quarterback that can put Alabama more to the test when throwing the football than either TJ Finley or Byron Brown did in the first two matchups of the season. On to our second of three predictions. I'm going to go with Graham Nicholson attempting his first field goal as a member of the Crimson Tide. Now, other than a lost fumble inside the South Florida 5 last Saturday night, the red zone has been good to this Alabama offense. Alabama with 9 trips so far into the red zone, 7 of those going for touchdowns. Other than the lost fumble, Alabama kneeled it down inside the Western Kentucky 20 at the very end of the season opener. So really, we're talking 7 of 8 with 7 touchdowns when you talk about the fumble and the other opportunities. Do I expect more of the red zone approach that has incorporated Jalen Milroe into the run game? Well, I mean, seeing as how he has already accounted for 4 rushing touchdowns through 2 games, 2 in each of those games with Western Kentucky and also South Florida, and he lost a 5th, as you might recall, lost a 5th rushing touchdown to a penalty, a long rushing touchdown a week ago. It's just hard for me to imagine Milroe not continuing to be not only a factor in the run game, but early in the red zone opportunities, getting chances to do some things with his legs. And, you know, what the Badgers don't want is explosive plays going for touchdowns. So if you are Wisconsin, you're hoping you can put Alabama in the position of playing red zone offense. And when you talk about explosive plays with Jam Miller and Justice Haynes, both averaging north of 8.7 yards per carry, it's not just in the passing game with Ryan Williams and those receivers that Alabama is capable of doing that, especially if this offensive line is at full strength for Alabama this week. Still, between penalties and the potential for negative plays, I know Nicholson's going to have to be summoned at some point. So I'll go with the first road game of the season being a likely spot for that to happen. When you think about Nicholson's Lou Groza award-winning season from a year ago, it's interesting to note he actually missed more extra points in 2023. He missed 2 extra points than he did field goal attempts. Had just 1 miss as far as field goals go a season ago. Third and final prediction for Alabama-Wisconsin. I'm going with Alabama will not drop games in consecutive Septembers for the first time since 2006-2007. Well, they're not going to do it in this one anyway, as we know. You still got Georgia coming up to cap the month on the 28th, and of course, that figures to be a large challenge. As for this week, though, yes, it's on the road. Yes, even with the early kick, there should be plenty of early energy from the home crowd on Saturday. Ultimately, though, I think this goes back to players pretty simply, and there is no question which team holds the advantage where roster strength is concerned. Actually, I think this game could be similar to the last time Alabama went on the road to take on a Big Ten opponent. That was in 2011. When the Crimson Tide handed Joe Paterno his final loss as a head coach, that was a methodical 27-11 win over Penn State for that Alabama team. And that one, the Crimson Tide rushed for nearly 200 yards. You had Eddie Lacy, Trent Richardson pretty much accounting for all of that. and held the Nittany Lions, Alabama defensively did, somewhere in the neighborhood of 100 rushing yards. That really put Penn State in the position of having to attempt nearly 40 passes. And in the process, the Alabama defense produced 3 turnovers. Also worth noting from that day, 13 years ago, almost to the day when we get to kickoff on Saturday, Alabama committed just 3 penalties in that Penn State game. So coming off a penalty and turnover filled performance from a week ago, I'm going to go with Alabama cleaning some things up in week 3. And really, that's the only way I can see a 16 and a half point home dog pulling off the upset is if there is carryover from the mistakes we saw from Alabama last week. If Alabama, if the Crimson Tide takes better care in those areas, it should head into the first of 2 bye weeks. Remember that, got 2 bye weeks this season. Alabama should be 3-0 going into that first break. Again, we've got our first hat giveaway on the channel. Talking Tide hats, we're going to give away. The details, they go like this. Subscribe to the channel. Hit us with a like here on the show. And drop your score prediction for Alabama, Wisconsin in the comments. Important, important, important. There is a tiebreaker. Passing yards for Jalen Milroe. You need to include that as well with your game score prediction. And look, if you're in Madison this weekend, enjoy the cheese curds, maybe some sausages too. Looks like it's going to be fairly comfortable in terms of weather up there this weekend. So that shouldn't be a factor on Saturday. And with that, thanks again for joining us right here for 3 predictions for Alabama, Wisconsin on the Ryer on YouTube channel. Get yourself in that hat giveaway score contest, tiebreaker, Jalen Milroe, passing yards. And until next time, so long, everybody.